This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. Have you noticed as you read the Bible, it appears God is never in a hurry? We've been considering the experience of Gideon as recorded in Judges 6. Verse 11 says, "The angel of the Lord came and sat down under the oak in Ophrah." Maybe the angel of the Lord walked through the town of Ophrah and now came and sat down to rest. While sitting there, he observed Gideon hard at work. It appears he was not in a hurry as he watched him work. When he appeared to Gideon and laid out his assignment, he patiently responded to Gideon's questions and doubts. When Gideon finally got the point, he asked the angel of the Lord to wait while he went to prepare an offering for him. The Lord said to him, "I will wait until you return." The Lord was not in a hurry. When Gideon got back with the offering, the angel of the Lord told him to place it on a rock. When he did, the angel of the Lord touched it with the tip of his staff, and fire flared from the rock, consuming the meat and the bread. When the angel of the Lord disappeared, Gideon finally exclaimed, "Ah, Sovereign Lord, I have seen the angel of the Lord face to face." The Lord said to him, "Peace, do not be afraid, you are not going to die." Many Bible scholars believe the angel of the Lord was what is known as a theophany, that is, an appearance of God in the form of an angel. That's why Gideon was so alarmed. It was God who made the promise that he would be with Gideon and he could rest in peace. God's presence would spell the success of his mission. This is always true. So trust God and obey him. If you'd like to review these messages in this series, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org, and click on the archives.